Good morning. Today is Friday, the 24th of Teves, January 8th, and we are continuing in Mesilas Yesharim, page 382, continuing the Midah of Chasidus, and he is now talking about Ahava. First he talked about Yiras HaRomamus, and now he's talking about Ahava. And yesterday he discussed, based on many psukim and tehillim, that a chasid gets to the level that he loves Hashem, he craves to be close to Hashem, to the point where he enjoys Torah, mitzvos. Anything ruchnius is something that you have to work hard to keep him from, because that's where he wants to be. That's what he wants to do. He says it's important to note that this ava that he's talking about is not tluya badavar. It's not dependent on an external fact. It's not that a person loves Hashem because of what Hashem does for you, or because of what you expect Hashem to do for you. This level of Ahava is completely natural. You love God because you feel connected to God. It's interesting that the Sfas Emes said that this is why Hashem can command us, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, because really, deep down in the heart of every Jew, is Ahavas Hashem, because we're connected to Hashem. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's the level of Ahava that he's talking about in Midas Chasidus, the level that you love God because you feel connected to Him. You love Him. You feel like you're a part of Him. Not that you love God because it's a transactional relationship, because He's done something for you, or because you want Him to do something for you. Hashem is called our Father. The test of whether or not this love is unconditional is by what occurs during times of difficulty and distress. Do you feel a love towards Hashem even when lo aleinu things are not going well? So that's V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Chazal darshan v'ilu notel es nafshecha b'chol ma'odecha b'chol mamoncha. You're willing to lose all your wealth, or if chas v'shalom you lost all your wealth, you would still love Hashem because there's a natural connection and relationship. Amnam kidei shelo tiyena atzaras v'adchakim koshi u'mini'a la'ahava yesh l'adam l'hashev l'atmo shtei tshuvos. How does one ensure that this love of Hashem remains in the face of challenges? Says Mesilas Yesharim, there are two answers, two approaches. Ha'achas mehen shav l'chol nefesh, v'ashniyah l'chacham bali hadeah amuka. One is an attitude for the masses, a response for the masses, and the other is really for people of profound knowledge and wisdom, talmidei chachamim. Ha'achas hi kol mayda avdin min shmaya l'tav. The first is to recognize that whatever Hashem does is for the ultimate good. Very difficult to see in the moment, and even in our lifetimes, but a belief that everything is for good. So you think something is going wrong, and you feel like you were forsaken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's tough to feel the love towards Hashem. If you internalize, this is really for the ultimate good, then that will at least mitigate the effects of the challenges. It takes a certain faith that what Hashem is doing is similar to a doctor who sometimes has to cut off flesh or amputate a limb that's been damaged so the rest of the body will be healthy. And if you would ask, is the doctor doing something good? He is doing something life-saving. He's doing something that ultimately is good, but in the moment, it hurts. It's painful. So that is for the masses, how to ensure that the Avas Hashem remains in the face of challenges. Even though amputation is something that at first glance seems cruel, so really it's an expression of compassion for the ultimate benefit of the patient. And a patient who understands why the doctor is doing it will not suddenly say, I don't like this doctor. Why is he doing that? He'll have more love for the doctor because the doctor is saving his life. He says that's for the masses. The approach is we don't see it, we don't understand it, but we can get to the level of believing it's true, and it should not diminish our ava for Hashem. And he uses the mashal of a doctor who's doing what appears to be cruel and what is painful, but is for the ultimate good. Ach bale hadeh ha-mitis. This is people who think a little more deeply, who are wise, tamir chachamim. Enem tzrichem afilu l'tam hazeh, kerei en lahem l'chavin la'atzmam klal, ala kol tfilasam l'hadu kvod Hashem yisbarach, v'lasas nachas ruach lefanav. V'chol ma shiyisgabru kuvim negdam ad shiyitzar kohem yoser, koach la'avirim, hinei yamatz libam yismuchu laroz tokef emunasam. He says, people who possess true knowledge do not even need this reasoning, because they're not thinking about themselves. Their ava is so pure that it's all about Hashem. And therefore, things that are challenging in their own lives, that doesn't diminish their ava for Hashem, because it's not about them, it's about Hashem and our relationship, and what can I do for Hashem. They have such a strong emuna, they don't need to rationalize that this is ultimately for good. Their avas Hashem is completely independent of their own lives. It's all about focused on Hashem. He gives two examples. The commander of an army, renowned for his might, always chooses to wage the more fierce battle because it's not about him, it's about the cause. It's about showing triumph, demonstrating his might. And he says this is something that's evident in very strong relationships where a person is always, and you see this many times, that no matter what a person is going through, that they're thinking about their loved ones, because that is the manifestation of a strong relationship. And somebody who has a deeper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to rationalize this is for the ultimate good. He's not thinking about himself. He's thinking only about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will continue next week.
Have a good Shabbos, everyone.